Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. The Royals are trying to avoid a sweep tonight against the Yankees. If they lose tonight, it would be the longest losing streak of the season. They're trying to avoid losing three in a row. Tonight, Chris Bubich, though, which is great news, is on the bump. He's been sensational. 2-1 record, 0.96 ERA. 6:05 first pitch. Ferns on Deck show gets going at 5 o'clock. They will go up against Clark Schmidt of the Yankees. I believe this is his season debut. This is his season debut for the Yankees. Obviously, we're going to talk more about the Royals right after what's trending. We were going to talk about the bullpen usage and kind of what happened there. But the Royals, man, 8-10, trying to get back on track tonight.
Clark Schmidt, for what it's worth, I mean, he pitched pretty well against the Royals in the postseason. But yeah, this is his first start against, or just for the Yankees this year. Next up on What's Trending, the NBA play-in tournament began last night. It does continue tonight, of course. The Warriors won last night, 121-116. Magic won easily over the Hawks in the first two games in the play-in tournament. I gotta say, the NFL, Major League Baseball, they managed to get their playoffs in a month. Mm. 2.5 months is crazy.
It's crazy. It's a long haul, man.
How do you take 10 weeks? And I like watching the NBA playoffs. How do you take 10 weeks to get through them? Adding the play-in games, obviously, the play-in tournament just made that thing a little bit longer. They should probably go back to 5 or even 3-game series in the early rounds of the playoffs to maybe minimize it a little bit. Or, like we said with all these leagues, reduce the number of regular season games. The last 3 weeks of the NBA season were somewhat unwatchable because of the lack of effort and energy from a lot of the playoff teams that had already just kind of decided where they were.
Happened in hockey recently, too. You know, there's some teams that called up a bunch of kids, like, because there's no reason to push some of the vets. That happened a little bit as well. There is, as you said, NBA action tonight. Heat and Bulls this evening. That's the first game, the late game tonight. Part of the play-in tournament is the Mavs and the Sacramento Kings. Next on What's Trending, FAMU, Florida A&M University, finalizing a deal to hire Charlie Ward as its next men's basketball coach. That, according to Pete Thamel. Of course, Ward, a former Heisman Trophy Award winner at Florida State, and he was a star basketball player there and in the NBA. So pretty cool hiring. Obviously, name recognition for FAMU to have a legendary figure going to become a coach. We're seeing this happen more. We're seeing this happen more where former athletes are going, high-level athletes, too, are going back and coaching at various levels and trying to build their way up. I really think a lot of this is still paved by...
Heisman Trophy winner coaching college basketball. Interesting.
Yeah, well, but he was also a really good basketball player. But yeah, I also think what we're seeing at the quote-unquote lower levels of collegiate sports and these guys coming up, former athletes, I do think this is where Deion does get credit, and he has paved the way for this to happen more. We're former players, specifically...
Him and J.J. Redick, honestly.
Yeah, yep. Specifically, in a lot of cases, at HBCUs, too, and working their way up through the college ranks. And Deion, of course, has had success at Colorado, which makes it easier for everybody else to do the same.
Next up on What's Trending, don't forget, if you haven't signed up, you can still join us Saturday, May 3rd, for the second Cody and Gold road trip. Last time we did this was for Bobby Wood Jr. We're driving down to Springfield to catch our guy Cags in Springfield against the Cardinals. and the Naturals. We are all going to go out there. We got 70 people right now, 70 listeners signed up to head down with us. We'd love for you to join us. Details up at 96.5thefan.com. You can see the link right there. $10 tickets to the games out there at Hammonds Field, which I'm told, by the way, people really love that field. I did not realize
that. It's a nice venue,
when we booked it, but people really do kind of love the venue. Love for you to come out and join us. If you'd like to join us for the $10 tickets, you can. We're going to meet at Harbell's Bar around the corner before the game for those who just want to hang out and get a drink before, and for those who might want to get a t-shirt as well. Those are sold separately for $10 as well. If you need information on those and you're going on the road trip, just hit us up. 913-586-7965 or on social at Alex Gold, at Cody B. Tapp. I have had a lot of people, and I get it. The shirt's cool. It's from Ray Gun. It's blue. It's got Cags in the Christmas script. I know a lot of you are interested in purchasing that if you're not going on the road trip. I'm not saying that'll never happen down the road, but for the sake of this argument, we're saving them for the people who are driving down to Springfield.
Yeah, and you can only pick them up in
Springfield. And you can only pick them up in Springfield. So if you're going down and you haven't gotten on the order form sheet yet for the t-shirts, let us know. We'll send you the link. Or if you're planning on getting the tickets and then you want the link for the t-shirts, you just let us know. You're not obligated to get the shirt. You can just come hang out. And But, you know, many of us matching as possible is kind of fun.
Excited to head down there. Also, one lucky listener is going to be selected to throw out the first pitch. So somebody that buys tickets through our link will be randomly selected to throw out the first pitch right down there on Saturday, May 3rd, which would be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
That'll be on video and everything. No pressure.
Ooh, man. Don't put the heat on somebody.
Got to.
I've already had people like vie for, you know, making an argument for people that are coming on the trip saying, hey, this would be a really good person. We're going to try to decide it randomly, I believe.
Yeah, it'll be the Cardinals, I think, are going to draw a name or something. We'll find out the details.
Somebody said, hey, my son's graduating from Missouri State the week after. If I may suggest somebody to throw out the first pitch.
It will. Yeah, it'll be random. It will be random, but that would be off. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be awfully cool.
I think we should all get to throw it. Everybody who comes throws out one ceremonial, the most first pitches, and we can set a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, there's no limitation. I mean, it started as one, and now teams do two, three, four of them. So what's another 60? You know, no big deal.
Don't you want retribution, or do you just want to never be put in that spot ever again? Wouldn't you like some retribution?
I won't do it again. I don't think. I've done it once. I don't need to do it again.
Somebody also sent me a DM yesterday and asked if I would play catch with him when we went down there. Said, hey, you want to play catch? I was like, oh, sure, I guess. I'll bring my glove if you want.
Somebody wanted to drive down with you and split the hotel with
they
you.
They did.
You
somebody, I don't know who it was, but yesterday on the text line, somebody was like, hey, do you mind? Can I hitch a ride? And I was like, that's an interesting request. I don't think so. I mean, I guess it'd just be me in the car, but then what? Like, what if we don't want to do the same things or hang out in the same places? Plus, we don't know each other. 2.5 hours in the car, that's a marathon of hanging out with someone you've never met. Agreed?
It's either going to make the drive go very quickly, or it's going to be the longest 2.5 hour drive of your life.
Yeah. Well, fresh things to talk about, right? Don't share the same stories. That opens up the possibility of like some fresh, you know, fresh conversation. But you're right.
But you can bribe Cody. Bribe Cody. He's taking bribes if you want to ride down with him, it sounds like. Don't forget, it is the lunch hour, of course. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. On Wednesdays, our official lunch partner on 96.5 The Fan and Cody in Gold is Jefferson's. They got a brand new happy hour that's here to save you money. 7 days a week. Enjoy half off appetizers, half off your bar tab at Jefferson's Lenexa or Jefferson's North Kansas City. That's half off your bar tab at both locations during happy hour. Whether you're going out just to watch the game, maybe you're just looking for a good place to meet up with family and friends, Jefferson's in Lenexa and North Kansas City is the place to be. A restaurant that is proudly local. Jefferson's Wings, Burgers, Oysters. Appreciate their support of the show. Great spot to grab some wings.
Love
here
it.
On a nice Wednesday.
Yes. I mean, who doesn't like wings on a sunny day? Is it supposed to rain? I thought it was supposed to rain today. That go away?
I don't think today.
Oh,
think
okay.
We're good today. This weekend's going to be a rain out.
What? My kids got soccer again.
A lot of rain this weekend, man. Yeah.
Oh, boy. We do have another, another risky proposition, as I've told you before. Kid play date today. So one of the kids in my son's kindergarten class wants to come over and hang out. They're coming
not
over. So like
the not the
no no not not the
not her
not her okay. not the girlfriend. I mean, I'm guessing they're still calling themselves that. It seems like it's cooled off a little, although they do still talk about each other a lot and they still like give each other drawings and stuff. So who knows? No, there's just like another kid who lives nearby who wants to hang out. Parents eventually do this thing because their kid asks enough that you don't know what to do. My kids are constantly trying to plan stuff. I sent you guys a text the other day. Desmond came home with a piece of paper that it was a girl, I don't want to say her name, but like a different girl who said, hey, I'm supposed to go to this girl's house tonight. He's in kindergarten. I was like, well, that's just not a thing. He's like, no, it's fine. You said you don't have her number. I got her number. And I was like, excuse me, and not kidding, like in the style of like a Toys R Us cartoon video or something, the number written down has like three backwards numbers. One number you're not quite sure that I'm assuming is her parents' cell phone number. I can't be sure. I did not text it. We did not go to their house that night. It's not even a kid I've met. I don't know. It's weird, man. Having kids is weird. You put into a lot of awkward social situations.
Sounds like it.
Just constantly.
Sounds like it. Coming up in 20 minutes, Josh Fernier, our Royals insider, going to join us. We'll check in with him as we do each and every Wednesday. Get his perspective on what now is a two-game skid for the Royals, trying to avoid the sweep tonight. And let's talk some Royals baseball before Vern joins us as well, because out of last night's game, I think the biggest question I have out of that, we've gone over the offensive struggles. We don't need to necessarily revisit it again. I think what we discussed yesterday has not changed in 24 hours, okay?
But yeah, they're still not hitting. That's still the biggest reason why they lost yesterday, correct, even more than the bullpen decision we're getting ready to discuss.
But the bullpen, that was interesting, and maybe some of this is because Hunter Harvey is not available, so it's gotten a little more complicated. But Angel Serpa, they speak very highly of, very, very highly of. They still love him in high leverage spots, clearly. But it's been a bit since we saw him in a high leverage spot. Now, coming into last night, he had three scoreless outings. And so maybe they were thinking that, hey, he had turned the corner a little bit from some of the earlier season struggles, earlier in an early portion of the season, right? It's April the 16th. But I get the complaint and the question of, hey, was Ursaac not an option there? Because Michael Wacha gave you a chance to win that game. Michael Wacha pitched well enough to win that game for you last night. And then Angel Serpa came in and struggled, and obviously four runs later.
The walk was maybe more frustrating than the double. Like, yeah, you give up a double, you give up a double. But like, when the bases are loaded, your only job is to give them something to hit.
Do you think if Hunter Harvey was not hurt that they still would have approached it the same way, and they were like, hey, we know that Ursaac, we might need him for the, let's call it, the eighth inning, and then Estevez obviously is the closer in the ninth?
I think yes. They love Serpa. He was coming out of three scoreless outings. He'd given up a run in each of his first two outings. He had then gone three consecutive outings without giving up a run, so they were probably feeling better about Serpa. Probably thinking, yeah, he's found his rhythm again. And it's not to say that Zerpa's never going to give up a run ever again. My whole thing is, if the game is on the line, like the game, it is bases loaded, two outs, sixth inning. There are only nine more outs to get after this. I am personally, if I'm the manager, numbers be damned. I don't care what the advanced analytics say about somebody hitting a cutter or a slider or this guy's pitch or whatever. If it is two out, if it is the game and it is the last three innings of the game, I think that qualifies the last out of the sixth. I'm throwing Ursaac. That's just who I'm throwing 100% of the time, unless he's unavailable. The argument for whether or not Daniel Lynch should be the first lefty out of the pen, I will say, has gotten stronger. He is on, I don't know, 27, 28 scoreless innings, whatever.
They might get there eventually and very soon. I don't know if they're there in terms of confidence in those spots yet, but he's pitching like they should be here very soon, confident that he can be in those spots. I think that's the issue. I really believe if Hunter Harvey was not hurt, then maybe he could have been the guy there. We know they view Angel Serpa as kind of a fireman type of guy, because last year in the playoffs, whenever Juan Soto stepped in the batter's box, that was the guy they called in. It happened throughout that Yankees series, yeah, and he was effective at it.
Yeah, he really was, and it worked before. So I'm not down on Serpa. I still think he can get outs. And
some people are like, should they just left Walk in longer?
I would have done either. Know? I would have been more interested. It's just tough, because like, in that spot, I would have gone to Ursaac. I wouldn't have left Walk in.
This early in the year, I think we've clearly seen they have not been willing to push too much past that 86-90 pitch mark this early in the year. I know, I think they've had a guy pitch over that once or twice already, but that's typically been a spot where they haven't been willing to push it.
Yeah, and I don't know
they
that
obviously
they
probably felt good about the matchup with Sir. I mean, look, I will say this.
Sometimes the plan is wrong, yeah, but like, the execution is bad.
Yeah, the plan is right, but the execution is right. Yeah, I'm with you. No, I'm 100% with you. I think that's probably what happened, but that was a fair question. We'll ask Vern about it coming up in a little bit too. But elsewhere, I mean, the offense, look, MJ Melendez, it was all you can hope for is that somehow that home run he hit last night gets him going, and that's it. And I know we're all skeptical about that being the case, but I will say, if you were mad, and some of you were, that Melendez hit a home run last night, I'll be honest, I don't get it. It doesn't excuse how bad he's been. He still has an average below 100. All that is true. He didn't have another hit other than that. All is true. But I didn't get the reaction from some, like, they were mad that he hit a home run. Like, oh,
like,
darn.
They want him to be bad so that they'll send him down. I'm like, no, I want him to be good so they don't have to.
Their best path still this year in left field is somehow that he figures it out. We can all wonder if and say that's not going to happen.
But that still is their best path in left field. It's very easy to point out random guy's name in triple A that you haven't seen fail yet and think he's just going to be worlds better.
Yeah.
That gets to a bigger conversation that I think we'll probably have in the very near future if the offensive struggles continue, which is where's the hitting development happening in the organization? But I think it's too early to have that convo, a bigger picture organizationally. Are they struggling to develop hitting?
Yeah, I mean, and look, I do think that conversation's probably coming. Maybe a conversation we can even have tomorrow on it little bit, but this might be the human element. And maybe that this is like we're too close to it because we've met some of these people. I don't know. But it's not even like the human part. It's like in the interest of the team in which you root for, you should not hope anybody continues to fail to the point that they get cut. You should hope Hunter Renfroe hits 400 for the next 6 weeks. You should hope that MJ Melendez hits 400 for the next 6 weeks. You should be hoping that they figure it out and that the Royals' initial plan is successful, because that is still your easiest and clearest path to being good. Because getting up John Rafe, you might very well get replacement level play out of him. And if that's the case, that's better than what they're getting out of MJ right now. I've already told you what I would do in that scenario.
Yeah, yesterday you said you would send him down.
Yeah, replacement level play.
I think most people agree with you.
But he's not down, so I want him to hit.
Yeah.
This isn't about proving my prediction right or anything outside. Like, if he's on the major league roster, I hope he hits 10 home runs in the next 10 games. I'm not rooting against the guy. I'm not rooting against the player. I'm actively hoping that they sort these things out. Fear is they won't, right?
Sure, and I'm with you. But if you want the team to do well, if you're a Royals fan and you want them to live up to the expectation that you set for them this year, one thing I don't understand is the unhappiness with when they did something correct and did something right and positive. The MJ Melendez home run, all you can hope for is that somehow that gets him to loosen up at the plate and not guess and feel confident. And I don't know if that's going to happen. He could go 0 for 5 tonight, 0 for 4 tonight. He could also go 2 for 4 out of nowhere. And you should also be happy if that occurs.
So
who knows? We'll see.
You mentioned, I think this is always kind of like the interesting part. Like, you know, when you're looking at this player, like you mentioned the other day how it's easier sometimes, like when Bobby Wood Jr. just gets 2 hits and they lose. Last night, the Zerpa decision. In a lot of ways, it's easier to swallow in a weird way because it's like, that's not why they're losing. Like, Zerpa giving up a couple of runs is not why they're losing. Walking a guy, that's not why they're losing. They are losing for one very obvious reason. They can't hit right.
Horrific
now.
Offense.
Yeah, there's not like, there's no mystery. There's not like something for us to diagnose and they're like, what is the misstep? What is, like, they can't hit. Like, that's what it boils down to right now. They are second to last, I still assume. I don't know that it probably changed. They are second to last in Major League Baseball in runs per game right now. They have the fourth best team ERA between starting rotation and bullpen right now, and the second worst offense. The frustrating part is that had they been a league average offense, what would their record be?
They'd probably be 3-4 games above 500.
Yeah, they'd probably be 13-14
wins. That's not who they are right now.
No, that part is frustrating. We're like, not if they had a world beater offense. If they were the 16th best offense, they are probably in first place in the American League Central or half game back of the Tigers for the best record in the American League. So you're like, it's frustrating there, and you don't want to lose this thing. They had months this bad last year, so like, I don't care if they happen in April or July, just as long as it's not a month that buries you. 8-10 is not buried you yet. Don't keep losing. Don't lose to the
Yankees
tonight.
Left on the road trip.
Lose 3 out of 4 to Detroit. Whatever.
They got 5 left on the road trip, and they're what, 1-4 on the road trip right now. We've talked about what did you expect out of the road trip, and 500 road trip or 4-6 road trip or whatever is at the bare minimum that you were hoping to get out of it. Well, that requires that they got to take one of these from the Yankees. Otherwise, you're putting yourself in a spot to probably ask for too much in the Tigers series, which is going to be a huge series considering what the Detroit Tigers are looking like right now to start in the American League Central, where I don't think anybody's running away with the Central. That's the good news. Nobody's going to do that this year. I'd be stunned. But the Tigers right now are the team that currently occupies that top spot.
Yeah, they got the top spot in the American League. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and they're off to a good start. I imagine at some point they'll go through a stretch where they don't look like a good baseball team because it's 162 games. I want to get back to something we talked about earlier because Jay Binkley is going to join us at 1:00. Break down some
draft. He's already here, man. He's
already
ready
here?
To go. He's already. Drew's already warming him up over there because Drew's been talking nonstop to Binkley. They're already
Kansas
talking draft over
tape.
There.
Hope you grinding some Kansas guard tape. Plus, somebody on the text line keeps asking about one player, and I got to
Luke Grimm.
Okay, Luke Grimm. So be prepared to talk about Kansas guard playing Luke Grimm. Those are the two people in particular,
Drew,
Pink.
Drew and Baker having their own separate show. We should just turn the video stream on.
And we'll just take the afternoon off, right?
Yeah, we'll be good. We'll be good.
Sounds good. You and I can get out to lunch or something.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the running backs and our official. This will now be my third draft crush, your second. The guys at running back that we want. I'll start off by saying Quinshon Judkins is my number one. You give me any back at the pick I believe they will be picking or available to pick running back. Let's take Ashton Jeanty off of this list. You could say Hampton. He could be available at the end of that first round. Judkins is the guy, and it's for pretty simple reasons. If there is a guy in this draft that is going to turn into the, like, not Derrick Henry, because he's even bigger than every other human being on the planet, but Saquon Barkley, like, big, strong, fast, does everything, it's Judkins, in my opinion. He was the number one rated relative athletic score player at running back in the draft. He can catch, he can block, he can do a little bit of everything. A little bit unproven, shared a backfield with Travion Henderson. Sometimes it's hard to know which is the two of the better backs sometimes when you get in that spot. And we know Kansas City historically does not take Ohio State players.
Probably a bit
overblown. But I don't have to say that I don't take Ohio State players. So Quinshon Judkins. For the late round ones, I want to mention one before you guys get to the other two. There are two that had stood out to me. Martinez, and I would say, and then probably more stronger than that, R.J. Harvey. The text line talked me into him. I looked into R.J. Harvey last night. If we're talking third, fourth round guy, that's probably the next on my list gold of guys that I want.
Because he's a home run hitter.
I'll take the upside of just like he can do that. I think he's got a lot of weaknesses, if we're being honest, in which his game is not perfect. But if you just want to talk about a guy who could take eight carries a game and somehow one of them ended up being for 40, I think it might be him. So R.J. Harvey would be like my secondary list of running back name.
Yes, I'll stick with a name that I think will be there in the third round if they want him. I guess there's a chance he's a second round guy, but I feel more confident that he's a third round guy. That's Dylan Sampson, the running back out of Tennessee. Yeah, he's a smaller guy. If you're wanting a bigger back, that's not him. I don't think that's what they need. To me, Isaiah Pacheco can still be that for this team. Sampson's 5'8", 200, but the one thing you see consistently from draft experts that are out there, and we'll talk to Bink about him too and get his perspective, but excellent burst and speed to hit the chunk play. And that to me is exactly what we've talked about with needing an explosive back to complement Isaiah Pacheco. He's not a three down back. Most guys aren't. In college, he was actually decent in short yardage. That's not what they're going to probably ask him to be in the NFL, given his size and everything. The question mark on him and why he's a third rounder, not a first rounder, is maybe not the best hands and pass protection question mark from an explosive. Just a different change of pace type of running back. It's him. Now, Lance Zierlein comped him to Brian Westbrook, which was a comp that people gave Clyde Edwards-Helaire in Kansas City as well, or the Chiefs did to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. But Dylan Sampson, if he's there in the third round, that'd be a guy I'd be very happy about.
Drew, who was your guy? Or you got a secondary guy? Your initial guy was Travion Henderson, the other Ohio State running back.
Correct. Yeah, the initial guy was him. I still think for whatever reason, he didn't have a good season really at all. Neither did the team. But I like Ollie Gordon just in terms of just what he could do.
I tried to talk myself. I went through like 20 different running backs. I tried to talk myself into him. It didn't click.
He was like the consensus number one running back in the country going into last season. And then he just didn't have a good year again. Oklahoma State stunk. They were not good at all. But I think that plays some part into it. But I think that you get a good value for Ollie Gordon if we're talking like fourth round, maybe fifth round if he happens to slide that far. I do. Bink said Sampson is his guy.
Sampson's his guy too?
Yes.
You know what? Between you and I, Gold, I think we're kind of lining up with Bink all of a sudden because he was a Derek Harmon guy too. We'll get Bink in here at 1 o'clock.
You have to break down the Bryce Cable dude's tape with Bink here.
I got my notes, Bink, on every Kansas player. I'll make sure to go over that with you.
A plus body. I mean, just wow. That's a Lancer like part. That's how you put it.
That wasn't Cable Dew.
That wasn't Cable Dew.
That was Alfred Collins.
That was the 6'6 defensive lineman.
A plus body type, right?
Mm-hmm. And his mother played college basketball in Texas.
I guess Zierlein's trying to do that to make himself stand out is slightly different. I don't have any other way to put it.
That's right.
We'll continue to remind you, by the way, there were a couple of other people asking, hey, where do I get the t-shirt link if I'm attending? The road trip. Just let us know. 913-586-7965. If you are attending the road trip and want the Caglione t-shirt, the one that says Cags, you can find the pictures of it on our social media channels or at 965thefan.com. We will send you the link via the text line, 913-586-7965. All right. I don't know how many people we're up to. I'm counting on you to keep track of our people.
Yep. Still around 70 listeners have signed up for the road trip. Up next, we're going to talk some Royals baseball with Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. We'll get his perspective on what occurred last night and what could change with this offense.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Moving forward. Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Random question of the day coming up in about 12 minutes or so, also a half hour away from Jay Binkley joining us in studio, our draft insider. Christian Ocero and Bink will have their draft show live from the Landing in Liberty coming up a week from this Thursday night. And as I said, Bink's already in the building doing some prep. You know that they have like, you know, before someone goes on like a late night TV show, comedy show, whatever, they have like, they have the green room, but sometimes they like, they prep the interviewee or whatever. Yeah. I feel like that's what Drew's been doing for the last 45 minutes. They're already having pre-draft.
All the questions.
He's getting already taken care of. He's warming Bink up, loosening him up, so he's ready to go when he joins us here in a half hour. In the meantime, though, I do want to get right back in to the Royals and have our Royals insider Josh Vernier join us. He joins us each and every Wednesday. Of course, his On Deck show coming up at 5 o'clock again as the Royals are still in the Bronx, wrapping up a series against the Yankees. Before we get to that, Vern, have you been to many minor league baseball parks? You know we got the Cags, Cody and Gold road trip coming up in Springfield at Hammonds Field, and everybody keeps saying it's like a great ballpark, I guess, down there.
Really? No, no. I've only been to one minor league ballpark that was in Lansing, Michigan. So, no, right. I don't have much experience.
Okay, I didn't know whether or not I've been to.
But like, I think it's awesome what you guys are doing, man. I think that's going to be a great time. Those shirts are sweet too.
Do you want us to get you one? You don't have to go to Springfield. We say that for everyone else, but for you, we'll get you one.
Well, then, yeah. Who turns down a free shirt?
We'll put Nobody. You on the list. When it comes to like, let's take Cags out because we've asked enough questions about him at least for the time being. At the major league level, what do you think the time frame is on Renfroe and MJ to sort it, let's say. Because last night I thought it was, you know, like you could see the weight from MJ for a minute when he hit that home run and the engagement on the batting coach and everything else and or the hitting coach. What do you think they're going to look at for MJ Melendez over the next couple of weeks to kind of sense if he is starting to figure it out?
Well, there's a decision coming up this weekend, right? Mark Canha could return from the IL as soon as, I believe, Saturday or Sunday. Maybe they wait until the team comes back on Monday. But is it just as easy as Drew Waters heads back to Omaha? Waters is 2-for-11 with two errors. Or, listen, if MJ's confidence is really shaken. Now, I'm not saying it is. I don't have any reason to believe that his confidence is shaken. Nothing that I've seen or heard from him leads me to believe that that confidence is shook. But if it is, maybe that's an avenue for MJ to find some confidence down in Omaha. I don't think that's the right move. Not only because he hit that home run last night, but because, we can dive into the metrics if you want. He's one of the best defensive corner outfielders in all of baseball so far this season. I mentioned Drew Waters, who would be his replacement. He's already booted a couple of balls out there. The totality of MJ's game right now is still better than any other option that I see as a realistic option. Cags isn't realistic. I don't believe John Rave is realistic just yet, because you're not going to... I don't think you're going to get rid of Kevin Biggio already. I don't think you're going to get rid of Hunter Renfroe already. So as far as when they cut the cord on a Hunter Renfroe, we're at the 16th of May. Coming off his best defensive effort that we've seen all season,
That was a good game for him last night, yeah.
That's what made last night so painful. I mentioned it on the postgame show. MJ hits the home run. You take a 2-0 lead. Waka's rolling. Renfro's making plays. Man, it was like a dreamlike state there. And then, personally, I sobered up in the fourth after that leadoff double to Salvi. They do not cash it in. And I'm thinking, okay, wait, hang on a second. That offense still has 18 outs. You're in Yankee Stadium. There's no way a 2-0 lead is going to hold up. It was so good early on. But to get back to the point, if Hunter Renfroe can play quality defense, can give you good at-bats, I think he'll get throughout the month of May. But what we've seen over the first 18 games, save his defensive performance yesterday, has been a guy that, Cody, I know you've mentioned it, he might just be done. And if that's the case, he has less than a month in my mind. Middle of May, he could be on his way out of Kansas City. MJ, until another realistic option presents itself, I think he's getting all of April, and I think he'll get all of May, so long as his mentals aren't messed up.
What about the offense as a whole? Because I know these are the two names that everybody is talking about, and understandably so. Some of it goes back to last year, and I get that. But other than Bobby, really, nobody is hitting all that well in the first, what are we at now, 18, 20 games or so of the season. So is this a, hey, it's early? Is this that they didn't do enough in the offseason? Is this that there's some hitting development problems? What do you think it is?
I think there's all of that, right? They could have done more this offseason. Now, thankfully, as we talked about, they didn't ink Profar.
Right.
I would not have wanted to go 3 years with Anthony Santander. So I don't know where that bat was in free agency, but sure, they could have found him. And now the onus is going to be on the front office to find the hitting equivalent of Lucas Erceg and Hunter Harvey and Cole Reagans, find that overlooked gem in some other organization. But the offense as a whole, you're right. Bobby is still Bobby. His supporting cast is limiting how much Bobby he can be, because why would you pitch to Bobby when nobody else can hit? But still, even when the opposition doesn't make a mistake, Bob can still do damage. We saw that with the knock yesterday, the home run the other day, that 10-pitch at-bat. That was a fine slider down and away. Bobby just took his hands and his face down to the ball to lift that thing over the wall. Mikel's hitting the ball hard. Salvi's underlying metrics tell you he's going to break out soon. The amount of at-bats that Kevin Biggio is receiving is disappointing. Not if you're him. He's earned it, certainly. But I remember when they brought him in this offseason, I was thinking, well, I hope I don't see him. For as much as I want all these guys to succeed, Kevin Biggio was Kevin Biggio was not a name I'm expecting to be a key cog in a division championship ball club. We talked about Renfro, we talked about Melendez, but what this comes back to, guys, are the big names. You know, there are 173 qualified hitters so far this season in Major League Baseball. Michael Massey has the fifth lowest OPS of those 173 everyday players, the second lowest OPS in the American League. Salvi and India are the bottom 25% of the American League when it comes to OPS. Vinny's well below league average. If Vinny, Salvi, Massey, India are all well below average, well, then cancel Christmas. This team's going nowhere. I believe Salvi's better than his numbers. I believe Vinny and India are better than their numbers. Once those guys start hitting, then I think we can truly diagnose what ails this team, if it is anything, because when you have your big dogs eaten, I think it opens up more for Mean and MJ, for Izzy and Michael. So to me, it all begins with the big names in the middle. Nothing can move forward until they get going.
Vern, you've covered a lot of teams, so I know in football this becomes a little more divisive, but like, how long before it gets frustrating inside of a clubhouse where right now the team's got the fourth best team ERA in all of baseball and score the second fewest runs per game? Like, at what point does it become the division of, hey, we're doing our half of the work here, where's the other half?
I think if there were more new faces in that rotation, on that pitching staff, shoot, inside that clubhouse, I mean, outside of Kevin Biggio and Jonathan India, everybody that's in that clubhouse right now was rooting for the Royals last October against the New York Yankees. Either they were on the team, or they were on the 40-man but didn't make the postseason roster, or they were in the organization. Now, that squad last year, and the reason why I call it the sophomore album, is because it's basically the same band, right? It's the same group. Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo, Cole Reagans, Chris Bubich, these guys aren't turning on MJ and Bobby and Vinny and Salvi. That's a pretty cohesive group that came together more than a year ago. No, I don't see any friction. Are you messing with anyone's money? Waka's taken care of. Reagan's is taken care of. Lorenzen, you could flip if you need to if things go south. Seth Lugo has a decision at the end of the offseason whether or not to accept that $15 million to come back to Kansas City. But no, I just don't see how a fracture would happen in that very tight-knit clubhouse that's currently being occupied by your boys in blue.
I mean, I'm assuming the Royals view it the way we do, at least on this show. I can't speak for every show, but it's just like, Vern, you do a lot of post games, and I'm sure there's plenty of panic. I kind of refuse after 18 games. Baseball is long, long, long. And like you said with Vinny and those, it's like 18 games. I'd be surprised if this team was like freaking out, I guess.
Yeah. Listen, I don't sense any panic. Now, there are hitters pressing. It does appear that some guys are in their own heads. Vinny's acknowledged on national TV yesterday, I might be trying to do too much. I might be swinging a little bit too hard. But you know, hitting a baseball, we always have said, it's the toughest thing to do in sports. Hitting is the most difficult of the five facets of the game of baseball. So listen, again, if I had my choice, 18 games in, you could choose any aspect of the game to be the best in, I would say starting pitching. And right now the Royals are the best when it comes to American League teams and starting pitching. The thing that concerns me is where else can they impose their will on the opposition, because the defense has been mediocre at best. Base running, same. Bullpen without Hunter Harvey, I'm sorry, is mediocre at best. And then the offense, we know that's at the bottom. So the rotation's good, but I'm hoping that they're not last year's Seattle Mariners, where it's a great rotation and just no one supporting them.
I asked you, for the MJ stuff, how long into the season before Daniel Lynch should be the first lefty out of the pen?
Yeah, as far as a leverage
Zerpa last night, right? How long till you go like Lynch first?
Well, boy, it's tough to make the case for Zerpa. He's been given the opportunity every single time. There's been no hiccup in the coaching from Matt Quatrero and this pitching staff right now. When they have a lead and there's a lefty due up, whether he comes in or not, you're seeing Angel Zerpa warm up. He is still their top choice. I can't sit here and say he deserves another opportunity over Daniel Lynch. Next time out, whether that's tonight or in Detroit starting on Thursday, yeah, give it to Lynch. Although what they're saying speaks loudly to me when they don't go to him. That tells me they're not sure that the big punch-out ability is there in the big spot from Daniel Lynch. They've seen it before. We've all seen it from Zerpa. And the coaching staff's hesitancy to give him the ball tells me that there's still some trepidation of whether or not he can be on the attack in the biggest moments, in the biggest spots.
Lastly, Vern, last week you spoke how big this road trip was. 10 games, we know they're off to a 1-4 start during it. They got to try to prevent the sweep tonight in the Bronx against the Yankees. What did you expect out of the road trip? We were talking on the show before it began, like 5-5 would be a pretty darn good road trip.
Yeah.
Now that they're 1-4, where are you at?
Yeah, well, I think we all would have, I've heard you guys say it, you would have accepted 4-6.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boy, getting swept stings, but we all understand that the Detroit series is even bigger than this Yankees series. Even if you drop tonight's game, you can still save face with a series victory in Detroit. I'm not really going to budge just yet. I still want 4 wins. However you go about achieving 4 wins, get it. You know, Bubic, and then you have Lorenzen, and then your big three. Yeah, man, I'm just reluctant to buy in that this is who the offense is. Max Fried is a stud. This team is obviously it's the big leagues. You're going to face really good pitching. Clark Schmidt coming off the IL. Yeah, no, I'm not taking anything less than 4 wins. Anything less than 4 wins, and it's a disappointing road trip. And thankfully, you have Colorado waiting for you when you get back home. The only offense in the sport worse than the Royals. So,
three straight 1-0 games. You know,
a lot of season left. We can get over it, but we will be down on Sunday if they end up 3-7 on this sizable road trip.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the season is over if they have a terrible road trip the rest of the way. I thought the season was over.
No, they can
done.
Turn it around in a
they
week.
They still can. Okay. Phew.
Yeah.
Phew.
Yeah, things
I was,
change quickly.
Okay. Goodness. Thank you. Thanks, Vern.
Thank you.
That's Josh Vern, your Royals insider. He's got his On Deck show tonight at 5 o'clock.
It's too bad we can't just have him take a day off work and come down and see Cags with us, you know?
Yeah, it is on a Saturday night. He'll be a little busy.
Binkley did some Royals pregame. Binkley's handled some Royals pregame duties before.
Maybe Bink wants to be in Springfield.
Oh, maybe he wants to come. Okay.
I know he likes a brewery down there, at least I'm told.
Mother's.
We actually just spent about maybe 5-10 minutes talking about
when Bink comes in here. When Bink comes in here, I want to find out what you guys have been talking about nonstop for the last 45 minutes. Just
college football, NASCAR, Springfield.
Everything. Everything. I hear Bink talking now.
Bink's trying to get me to say we talked about Blue Chew. We did not talk about any Blue Chew.
Chewing into it.
We did not.
That's right. All right, let's get to the random question of the day.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Or on the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, the random question today is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Results every week and then receive free support for life online at awaken180weightloss.com. Show's been real heavy in the hypotheticals today. So instead, we're going to get deep. We're going to get personal on this show. Not hypothetical.
Great.
I want an actual answer. Right. He did not sound like he meant it.
All right.
Based on today, the Time 100 came out, which is the most influential people. Yeah. It included quarterback Jalen Hurts being one of the most influential athletes. So that list came out today. And so the question I have for you today is very simple.
I know where this is going.
No, hold on. No, this is a real question.
Okay, go ahead.
And it's you're saying this like it's not going to be bad.
I already know where you're heading.
I was very simply just going to ask you who is the most influential person in your life, you know?
I hate this.
What? You don't have influential people in your life?
I just hate this.
We can't get personal. People like to know us.
I just hate this.
Bink said your dog is very influential.
In what way?
Of course, it's not a person, but...
You don't like getting personal, huh?
We don't need a grandstand. I'm good.
I'm good. It's a question. On.
It is a simple question. I think it has an easy. Everybody, the first person that comes to mind, I think, is the person who.
Yeah, usually fathers, mothers, daughters, you know, whatever, like parents, siblings, those kind of things probably come up first. What about in the radio end? Who is the person in the radio end that influenced you most? Will you give
Cody's
me that?
Cody's gonna love this answer.
Will you give me that?
It's Cody's favorite person at the station.
Wait, for real? Who is it? Jay Binkley?
I mean, I like Bink. And is he your favorite person? No, it'd be Fesco, actually. I mean, I interned with Fesco and Kling in college and got a lot of advice from Fesco over the years. So, yeah, that'd be in
that
the,
was
the
radio, how you started your radio.
In the radio business, I would say for sure Fesco is one of the first people that come to mind.
Okay, yeah. That's a very reasonable answer.
Yeah.
On the radio end, gosh, I started here too, just like you. But I did a lot of like the college. Oh boy. Like radio is a little bit tougher. The people who probably influenced the way I do radio the most are Ryan Witkowski and Nick Schwert are probably the two people who like changed my perception. Like as far as like outside of you and I who host a show together changed kind of like, or I don't shaped the way I do radio the most. In the early stages, the people I relied on the most here were Danny Parkins. Probably in the early going, but like I didn't intern here. I was just like a part-time employee. So it's a little bit different. I didn't have like a full, like, you know, you worked with Bob every day, slightly different. I was working like nights with, I don't know who was running. Ryan was probably running the board for me or I was running the board for him. Yeah. I mean, it was probably a little bit of both. We were in the, I'm trying to think about who else did nights during that. It was like me, Ryan and Matt Maish.
Oh yeah. I remember Matt. Yeah.
Haven't seen him. Don't know. What's he up to? Anybody seen Matt? I don't know what he's up to.
Lives in town still, I think.
Oh,
I
does
know.
He? Okay.
I don't know.
Hope you're doing well, Matt. You know, haven't seen you in a while. Drew, who's the person who inspires you, you know?
The individual, like non-radio person.
Let's do non-radio person and then radio person. Okay, Drew once described somebody as a mentor. I've never said I had a mentor. What's that like?
This actually isn't the person who I was going to say, but more of like an industry person who helped me kind of figure out the direction that I needed to go in. In my career, because in college and stuff, there wasn't really anybody that we had as a person who was willing to help, also to look to answer questions and stuff. So shout out to Armin down there, a former Odyssey employee.
Have you ever described anybody as your mentor? I don't even know how to get those. Do you have to like sign up?
I mean, if someone's influential in your field, you could that. I mean,
I think you have to agree to mentor mentee. I don't think you can. I don't think that's a thing. I think you got to agree to those terms.
Oh, see, I don't think it has to be a declared title.
Okay. You think it's just more of a loose association.
I more or less refer to him as that because he's been like the one individual who has been there.
Who if is, I have questions, from the beginning advice, of your radio journey.
Who,
yeah.
Who was number one on the Times list? Do we know yet? Or were they just unveil some of them? Who was number one? Because you mentioned Jalen Hurts. I think they were just teasing it, right? It's not fully out yet.
Yeah, I do.
Mahomes has been on this multiple times.
Let's see. First look.
Ah, they're teasing.
So, like, yeah, they didn't give us everyone. Serena Williams, Ed Sheeran, Snoop Dogg were some of the people on the list.
Okay. There's a smokeless
Scarlett
girl commercials,
Scarlett
Johansson,
Jalen Hurts, a couple of others. Simone Biles.
Okay.
Probably, quite a few, probably.
Yeah.
Who was the radio person that you, like, when you were a kid, you liked the most? Were you, like, a Rome guy? Everyone had, like, a national. I listened to Cowherd and Kornheiser a ton.
Yeah.
Like his radio show,
I listened to a lot
show.
Of Tony Bruno back when it was Sporting News
Tony
Radio.
Tony Bruno?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Tony Bruno, yeah. Man, wow.
Yeah, Sporting News Radio back in the day. I think I've told this story. I remember they this was in the late 90s when Sammy Sosa was still relevant. And I called into a show. They were playing a game called Sammy or No Sammy. And it was like a trivia game. But I called
about
in.
Sammy Sosa?
Yeah, about Sammy Sosa. Okay. It was like something about him. You had like Sammy or No Sammy. And it was funny, he got on callers, he got so irritated because people kept saying, yes, Sammy. He's like, just Sammy. And like, he didn't want you to say, it was, I don't
what
know why.
A weird thing to get hung up on. Damn, Bruno.
Yeah, I only made it four questions in and I got eliminated.
What? How many did you need to win?
I was like 11 years old, or I was, well, I would have been 10 years old.
10 years old?
9 or 10 years
trying
old.
Trying to compete on the Tony Bruno show.
But actual person's my grandma, 100%. On
Your
my
grandma?
Mom's side. Yep.
Yeah, that was not the answer I was expecting.
What did you think he was going to say?
I don't know. Dad, you know, like normal, classic.
They're very much.
I'm not saying he had no influence.
No. They're very.
It's not one or nothing.
My parents are very much influential, obviously. And, maybe more influential than I give them credit for, but my grandma for sure.
Nobody ever wants to admit. You know, like with your parents, it's always like.
It's just.
I think that's part. Well, you know, yeah. It's just,
they obviously had an influence on you, good or bad. You know?
It's kind of a given. 100%. Yeah, well, I feel like it's a given.
So during I took a vacation my fall break in like some year in college, I went on vacation to visit my grandparents. Like I could have done literally anything else that just to give you this how much they mean to me. I went and I visited them by myself. Nobody else from my family went with me. I literally went by myself to go visit them.
I will say, like, my grandparents definitely still have an influence, like had an influence on me, because we spent like time in the summers there too, and we go to Colorado or whatever and spend time with them in Breckenridge. It's probably still why I like looking at antique stores. They used to run an antique shop. take us to flea markets and like make us haggle with random people in the flea market. I was like 8 years old. Maybe that's why I don't like negotiating now, you know?
Mm. Now you said you don't. Yeah, you said you don't.
It's the worst. There's no enjoyment in it. We have to just be jerks to each other. Nobody ever does it with any kind of like casual niceness about it. Everyone is trying to get an edge on each other. It's just exhausting.
From the 816, Jalen Hurts made me get heavily under the influence after the Super Bowl.
Mm. Yeah.
Very influential.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and part
who do you
think
is going to be number one, by the way, on the Times?
So
the, who do you think it'll
Cody,
be?
Cody, you gave us people who are just on it. You don't know if they're actually.
No, Jalen Hurts, I think, was correct. Like, I think maybe they were teasing that he was going to be like high on the athlete okay. part of the list, but no, he was not the like.
Do they do an actual ranking, or is it just, hey, you're one of the 100? They don't actually like you're the number one most influential.
Like. I feel like it's God, maybe it is just the 100.
It sounds like they just list off 100 people.
They don't actually say you are the most influential person.
Number one.
Yeah. Well, because Jalen Hurts has his rep team.
They do it by categories. It looks like from last year.
Athletes, movie stars.
Innovators, thinkers.
Politicians.
Yeah, they separate it.
Well, I mean, obviously Jalen Hurts is very good on the field for what he does, but off the field, his management team is all women, obviously is a really big thing.
His agent is one of the...
Has been the entire time he's been in the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She also reps Myles Garrett.
Ever since he was drafted, yeah.
I believe she reps Myles Garrett, if I'm not mistaken. So LeBron's probably number one. Again, I don't think there's a number one. He's probably on the list again.
Probably
he's
is.
He's been on the list multiple times, I believe.
If we did rank it out, though, LeBron's probably forever. There. If we ranked it out, LeBron's probably in the top five.
If it's like right now, LeBron's still.
Mahomes was on it.
In any person, like any.
I would
like
argue Michael Jordan is still number one.
I don't know.
I don't think you're like grandfather. Otherwise, it's only 100 spots. I mean,
if you just made everyone vote, he'd still be like, think about the clothing end of it and all this stuff. It's just like.
Yeah, and MJ would still be on there, I would say for sure. LeBron, obviously.
Yeah, it's a couple of athletes that stand out.
LeBron's so good, he's, you know, telling other teams what to do.
This is
going to
tell something about
does.
You, because I know Alex's answer to this is Tony Gonzalez.
Oh.
Who was your like childhood idol football player?
Like who I...
Who was your favorite player when you were like 10 years
for
old?
For me, it was Tony Gonzalez.
I want to know Drew Nixon's favorite player when he was 10 years old. That's a specific age in which I feel like your influence is a little bit different.
I'm trying to remember, like, so that was 2005-ish. Oh, favorite athlete? Probably...
Achilles Smith, yeah.
No, that's when Carson Palmer was still screwing up the franchise.
God, that'd be funny.
Probably Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco.
Right. Was probably, in terms of like the guy who I really liked, I would say for sure. But that's football. It's football only. So yeah, I would say Ocho
Cinco. You can
be
baseball. Is there a baseball player? You just seem really hung up. No, like, somebody you want to answer.
In 2005, I was the biggest. In 2005, you could have projected that I was one of those people that wears a LeBron jersey no matter where he goes. I'm one of those LeBron people. I loved LeBron James. When I played basketball, I wore the headband. I had to make sure I had
a photo of Drew.
I had the old Cavs jersey on. Oh,
playing
yeah.
basketball.
I was ready to go.
Chalk. Yeah. Did you do that too? Did you mimic
no,
that?
No, I did not mimic the chalk when I was playing under 10 basketball, under 12 basketball. No.
There you go. That is the random question of the day. Up next, we talk a lot of draft with Jay Binkley, our draft insider. Get his perspective 8 days away from the draft party at the Landing. Coming up next here on Cody.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.